has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It is the January 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got a down open on the market today. There's a lot of cross currents taking place. We'll get to some of those. Right now the Dow is down 46 points. It's above 31,000, however, holding on to that level. It's at 31,016 right now. We've got the S&P 500 down 7 points, 3,793. Okay, it's under 3,800. I'm not getting too worried. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ, little softness in some of the big winners here in the market recently, some profit-taking and a lot of the leadership stocks, which haven't really been your big, high-quality companies, have been a little bit more on the speculative side, this move in the market so far in January. Some profit-taking taking place there a little bit. The NASDAQ's now even, so we'll see. Maybe that profit-taking is over. And here comes the buying wave. NASDAQ's at 13,069. The Russell 2000's down 4 points to 2123. Small caps continue to do okay. Crude oil continues to do better than okay. Have you noticed gas prices going up at the pump lately? I noticed a little higher bill last night on the gas meter when I filled my car at the local gas station. I thought, hey, you know what? That's gone up a little bit since last time. Well, what else? There's other prices going up. We're going to talk about that today. Gold is up 1460 to 1858. Silver up a dime. The 10-year has settled in at 1.10. And Bitcoin today is up $414 per coin. Not bad if you own some. 34,378. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, as I went through the market yesterday, it was a long day. I went through a lot of charts. I never took a break. I never hardly left my desk yesterday because so much was going on. If I were to give, I guess, one word to describe what seems to be taking place in the market right now, would be rotation. There's definitely rotation coming out of large tech, big tech, and going into other areas. And other areas of the market are booming right now on the receiving end of this rotation. One of the major observations that I made yesterday were grain prices soaring. Huge breakouts in, you know, there's ETFs that cover a lot of these commodities and crops. For instance, soybeans, S-O-Y-B, it exploded to the upside yesterday. Corn, C-O-R-N, exploded to the upside yesterday. There's a grain ETF, JJG, which exploded to the upside yesterday. Fertilizer stocks exploded to the upside. What is going on with all of this? Is it just, the theories are inflation's kicking in. And yes, but this is causing inflation, right? You have to measure the increase in prices of these different commodities to come up with your inflation numbers. And today we're starting to see the CPI came in hotter than expected. There's theories that China is playing catch up to meet their obligations of buying U.S. products. I'm not really buying that theory. I think it's more that China is kind of hoarding and using this opportunity right now to really stock up. You know, I go back I want to say, I have to look up the exact year. I want to say it was 2011 when U.S. Steel, Alcoa, cement stocks, rebar stocks, iron ore stocks. That was the place to be in the market, fertilizer stocks. That was definitely the place to be in the market, Caterpillar, Deere, etc. It has not been the place to be, however, for the last 9 years, as other areas of the market, grabbed leadership. We've seen leadership rotate, but it's pretty much been centered around technology in one way or another, whether it's social media, whether it's telephones, whether it's online buying, whether it's other areas of semiconductors, etc. But now we're starting to see some rotation kind of back into, I guess, heavy cyclicals, I would call them, and I would also call them very much commodities, things that support life, okay? I mean, grain is the staff of life. It makes bread. It makes noodles. It makes all kinds of things. I'm a pretty avid kind of a baker myself. I have been for many years. Sourdough bread is my specialty. I keep my sourdough starter always constantly fed and happy in the refrigerator. I break it out two or three times a week. But it's just a little bit unnerving, I guess you could say, seeing these food prices, basics of life, exploding to the upside. I would also say that, you know, a second piece of evidence to support this is the price of dry bulk shipping going up. I noticed some of the shipping stocks, one in particular that was really soaring yesterday. Liquid natural gas prices are soaring. China seems to be buying that like there's no tomorrow. So anyways, it's something to be aware of. It's something to keep your eye on. And as far as investing goes, I don't think this is a year to have 100% in the FANG stocks. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of weakness in the FANG stocks, which pretty much led the market last year until towards the end of the year. I'm seeing the market now branch out into more of your basics of life types of stocks. Oil's been moving up. Gasoline prices moving up. Natural gas prices moving up. So anyways, those are Bill's big observations. And we'll get into some of the micro picture of all of this here during the show. So we had an okay day yesterday. We finished at an all-time high for all time here at Gunderson Capital Management. We had some big winners in the market yesterday. Today, a little bit different, seeing a little bit of profit taking here in some of the recent winners in the market. Japan was up 1% overnight. Yeah, it was really quiet overnight here in the market. The big economic report out today, the Consumer Price Index. Now, after watching what I watched yesterday, really some eye-popping moves. And I was active on amongst my subscribers telling them what was going on. I said, you know what, when I see things that make my eyeballs pop out, I'm going to bring it to your attention. And I said, look at the chart of corn, C-O-R-N. Look at the chart of soybeans, S-O-Y-B. Look at a chart of the grains, J-J-G. And today the Consumer Price Index came out. December Consumer Price Index up 1.4% month over month. Well, 0.4 was expected. Okay, so that's quite a big jump there. The bond market seems to be kind of anticipating some inflation. You know, we have not had inflation for a long, long time. But the bond market, the recent sell-off in the bond market, may be another piece of evidence that maybe we're going to finally get some inflation now. The USDA yesterday cut global corn reserve estimates, all right? So all of a sudden, demand is starting to outstrip supply. Corn futures rise 5.1%. Now, I'm not here to create a run on cornmeal. You can make some of those Texas tamales with cornmeal and cornbread, but, you know, wheat prices are going up. Other soybean prices are going up, you know, other different food items. I guess there's some problems down in Argentina with their crop this year, reduced estimate for their harvest. Soybeans are now trading at over $14 per bushel. That's the highest level since 2014. Now watch. During the commercial break, everybody's going to run to Costco and buy a 5-gallon bucket of soybeans or cornmeal. Well, look, I look for opportunities in the market, but I also have to watch these big macro events taking place in the world and say, what is going on here? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, the Dow's gone positive. We're up 23 there, 31,091. S&P's up 2 points, and the NASDAQ's just gone positive. We're up 20 points now on the NAS. So we have seen some improvement here since we started the show. Yeah, the big macro thing that I've noticed here in early January, first few weeks of trading, is some rotation. You know, no 2 years are really alike. And there really is something to the change of the calendar, okay? You get a lot of portfolio rebalancing in December. You see some people locking in profits and for tax purposes. You see some selling early in January and some of the big winners from last year. People locking in their profits and putting off those capital gains taxes, you know, for another, 16 months or whatever. And you see rotation into other areas of the market as, you know, some of these big institutions which wield some mighty power in the market, the Fidelities, the T. Rowe Prices of the world, the J.P. Morgans, etc. And there does seem to be a very definitive rotation. I'm seeing it in my app for sure. And just kind of notice, now the FANG stocks are having an okay day today, but, you know, I mean, Google's just been dead in the water. Amazon's been sideways here for quite some time. Netflix has been sideways for quite some time. All of a sudden, Microsoft's entered into a sideways trend. And at the same time, you know, you've got Freeport-McMoRan and Mosaic Fertilizer and U.S. Steel and stocks like this, Deer, Caterpillar, etc. It could be a repeat of 2011. We'll see. Certainly has that kind of a look to it. So anyways, we'll keep our eye on that. I have made some changes, definitely, following some of this sector rotation taking place. Now, as far as the big tech goes, what will they face? There's a lot of call for them to be broken up. They've become too powerful. In fact, one of those leading the call, now I don't know if she's changed her mind about it, but Elizabeth Warren was very much for breaking up big techs. And, of course, many on the other side of the aisle are for breaking these big technology companies up that really do have monopolies. Look at Google with 90% of the search. Look at Twitter. I mean, look at Amazon, one of the biggest monopolies of all time, I suppose, Netflix, etc. We'll see what becomes of them, and you've got a lot of people angry. On the other hand, at the censorship and whatnot taking place, I wouldn't say Zuckerberg is the most popular guy out there right now. So anyways, it just seems to be a little bit not as bright for the big tech stocks, which have really led the way here, I'm going to say for almost 2 years. you do have to branch out. You know, there is a whole market of stocks out there. Facebook's the other one. Facebook's chart looks horrible as people seem to be fleeing to other providers. Signal and Telecom, for instance, seem to be on the receiving end of a lot of those people leaving Facebook. Blockchain players, Bitcoin. How's Bitcoin doing here? Blockchain players slide as doubt over the crypto boom looms. Well, we'll see. Today we've got GBTC down a little bit, but it seems to have settled in. There was a huge correction 4 days ago, but Bitcoin is still at some pretty lofty levels, and we're seeing some of the blockchain stocks finally start to sell off. They were trading like there was no tomorrow. One thing I've learned in this business, there is a tomorrow. There will be a tomorrow. And these asset bubbles do not last forever. Eventually, you see them. The chickens come home to roost, I suppose you could say. U.S. to Asia LNG shipping rates higher on Asia buying boom. I guess that's what I would point to as the biggest reason we're seeing this huge jump in commodity prices. We're seeing an Asia buying boom. They are stocking up big time on grain, on liquid natural gas, on all kinds of different commodities. They've got a lot of people over there, and they seem to be stocking up for the winter right now. Liquid natural gas, obviously, can be used in automobiles and all kinds of things, but look at these liquid natural gas stocks taking off right now. I'm going to check on LNG. That seems to be the bellwether for that. Yeah, you've seen a pretty good spike there here recently. And at the same time, U.S. crude supply fell 5.8 million barrels last week. We haven't seen that for quite some time. So maybe demand is starting to come back a little bit into the oil market. And at the same time, I mean, supply is being held down artificially to try to keep prices propped up. Target's holiday comparable sales rose 17.2%. Digital comp sales up 102%. The lines are shorter at Target, and the people online are getting longer and longer and longer, those lines, as we continue to go away from bricks and mortar, ordering from home, and having it show up at our doorstep or picking it up curbside, one or the other. So you don't have to get the old shopping cart out and go up and down. I kind of like doing that once in a while just to clear my head. Look at the deals on Zero Cherry Coke, things like that, you know. It's a good deal. Pick up a couple. I kind of enjoy it once in a while. I got to stock up on my lead sinkers, you know, and my fluorocarbon line to catch those trout and redfish when I do get out, which it's been a while. We've been busy here. But anyways, that's good. Target is not exploding like they were. I mean, during the pandemic, holy cow. Target had some quarters that were unbelievable. In fact, the third quarter of 2020, Target's sales were up 21%, and their earnings were up 105%. Now, those are Amazon-like numbers, but then again, those were induced by them being one of the few stores that were open during the pandemic. Walmart also was a beneficiary of the pandemic. Target, Lowe's, also a couple places that you could go, even though most everything was closed down. Apple iPhone demand starts off 2021 strong. Well, I think of the FANG stocks, that's the best looking one right now because they're also getting into the electric vehicle business. And just the mere mention of EV gets people all excited about your stock. I continue to like Apple. But I think it may be time to look outside of big tech for your portfolios. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the NASDAQ has taken a decided move higher. It is now up 47 points. The Dow, however, basically flat right now. S&P 500 up 4 points just about an hour after the markets opened. Well, a lot of individual stocks to talk about here in the second half of the show. I've talked about Guardant Health before, GH. This is one of the few stocks out there that are moving in the direction of non-invasive cancer test. In other words, liquid biopsy, I guess, would be another way of describing it. Guardant Health, without question, is the leading stock in this sector right now. I kind of missed it, Guardant Health. It has exploded to the upside. It is now a $16 billion market cap company out of Redwood City. Today, Guardant Health said they will launch the first liquid biopsy test for detection of early-stage colon cancer recurrence. That will start going out in February. The test will be called Guardant Reveal. Reveal will have a 7-day turnaround time, the CEO said in an interview. Additional cancer types to follow. Well, a non-invasive test is certainly a lot better than the alternative for different kinds of cancers where they actually have to go in and get a sample of the tumor to see whether or not it is cancerous. So Guardant Health, GH, definitely a stock to put on your watch list. It reminds me a lot, although it's way more advanced than the other company that had ColorGuard, which was a non-invasive colon cancer test also, getting around a colonoscopy. And that was a big winner in the market. But this is going much further, Guardant Health, into the liquid biopsies. DocuSign prices an upsized $600 million convertible senior note due 2024. I bring that up because I noticed a big pop in DocuSign yesterday. I'll tell you what else. DocuSign almost broke out to a new all-time high. I gave up on DocuSign a little too early. It now has a P.E. ratio of 417. It's at or near a new all-time high. They went public in 2018. That was good timing as COVID came along in early 2019, making it hard. You remember the appointment going in to sign documents for your mortgage loan or your real estate purchase or whatever, and you know, your eyes are glazed over. Just sign here, initial this, sign this. Who knows what you're signing? Hundreds and hundreds of pages, and I hate leaving work, you know, to have to do something like that. Ugh. And along came DocuSign at the right time. Well, DocuSign continues to grow like a weed. Look at their last 4 quarters. Earnings up 100%, 71%, 999%, 100%. Sales continue to grow. It's just so darn expensive. I also noticed that a lot of other companies that benefited from COVID, they had big days yesterday. Fiverr's been one of the biggest winners we've ever found. That's going to go on the Wall of Fame. That Wall of Fame, look at that thing. It is growing. I've almost got a wall covered with Wall of Fame stocks that we've discovered. Fiverr, I noticed Upwork had a big day yesterday. Etsy had a huge day yesterday. These are all stocks benefiting from this trend of doing everything from home. Let's see. Well, you know, I got to kind of tread carefully with this stock, but it is breaking out to new all-time highs. It's on somebody's favorite list here. Wow, look at that breakout yesterday. Holy cow. Establishment Labs is a 2020 top idea from Jefferies. Now, they're a pretty big research firm. Establishment Labs, the symbol is ESTA. They're headquartered in Costa Rica, which has now become the silicon-filled breast implant capital of the world. Well, you know what? They make all kinds of body-shaping implants. I'm going to order a couple of biceps. Will they do that? Can I order those through Amazon and they arrive on my front doorstep? Anyways, ESTA. You can look that one up. It's very highly rated in the app. It's breaking out to new all-time highs. I guess all their competition got out of the business, like Allergan and Establishment Labs has become the major player in body-shaping implants, ESTA. Chart Industries. Now, we own this one, GTLS. You know what else was on fire yesterday? Oh, my gosh. The fuel cell stocks. Boy, did we nail one in Plug Power. That's now a quadruple for us. But there's other players in that industry. There's Fuel Cell Industries, FCEL, or actually Fuel Cell Energy. There's Ballard, BLDP. I followed these stocks for a long time. Holy cow, look at Ballard again today. All of a sudden, fuel cells, which have languished for so long. I mean, Ballard traded at $1 a share, $2 a share, sometimes $4 a share. Well, all of a sudden, I mean, even at the beginning of last year, it was $7 a share. Ballard is now $37 per share. In the meantime, Plug was a plug. Never bet on a horse with Plug in the name. I learned that at Santa Anita. Well, anyways, in 2019, Plug was a $1 stock, $1 a share. Well, today it's $68 per share. All of a sudden, Plug Power is a $30 billion company. Now, I'm not all that convinced that Plug and fuel cells are really going to be the future. I know they've made a lot of advancements here. Maybe these stocks are a little bit ahead of themselves at this point in time, but Plug got a big boost yesterday when French car maker Renault said, we're going to get into a partnership with Plug and see if we can run these cars in France on hydrogen fuel cells. In other words, water, separating the water from the, separating the hydrogen from the oxygen and running the car on hydrogen. Well, Chart Industries is also part of this whole thing. They make hydrogen. GTLS has gotten into a partnership with Matrix Services, which used to be in the oil field service. And Matrix is up 19% today. MTRX. Now, hydrogen is controversial. In fact, Elon Musk has called it fuel cells. He obviously didn't go in that direction with the Teslas. The Teslas run on lithium instead. But Chart Industries, definitely one to keep your eye on. We actually own Chart Industries, but keep your eye on those fuel cell stocks. I'm surprised there's not a hydrogen. Maybe there is, if anyone knows of a hydrogen ETF. At the same time, commodities are exploding. Lithium is exploding to the upside. Albemarle, one of the big lithium producers, ALB, they see global lithium supplies falling short of projections for demand, which they say will more than triple. In other words, the demand for lithium will triple by 2025. They need prices to go up so that they can fund expansion. If prices don't go up, they can't fund expansion, and then you're going to see shortages of lithium, and then the price will go up. So lithium prices are starting to edge higher. Who are the major lithium players? Well, there's an ETF, LIT, L-I-T. There's SQM out of Chile. Sociedad Química y Mineral. They also produce fertilizer. Okay, so they're in all kinds of good stuff here. Iodine Industrial Chemicals and Other Products sold worldwide, $16 billion company. There's Lithium Corp of America. That's LAC. That one's hitting an, ooh, it's breaking out to a new all-time high today, up 8%. Maybe 2021 is going to be the year of commodities. Well, I wouldn't go, I wouldn't put all my commodities in one basket or all my positions in one commodity basket. But I think you definitely need to spread out a little bit. Spread your wings. There's more to the world than FANG stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. You got to go where you want to go. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'm not going to do a featured stock today. I'm going to do a bunch of featured stocks of the day. You're getting your money's worth today from old Gunderson here at the Best Stocks Now Radio Show. There's always companies that are catching my eye, companies that I've talked about before that are finally coming through, etc. So we'll talk about several here in this last quarter of the show. To begin with, we have a brand new article out on Seeking Alpha today. We've been killing it lately, just absolutely killing it lately. You go look at our last 12 articles, we're writing one per week, and how those stocks have done. Because, you know, on Seeking Alpha, they tell you, the reader, how the stock has done since we wrote it up. And right next to it, they have how the S&P 500 has done. The name of the site is Seeking Alpha. We've been delivering alpha. And we've got a brand new one out there today. It was it went hot at about midnight. I don't know, 9 o'clock last night, something like that. You can go to SeekingAlpha.com and see our latest write-up. Okay, General Motors had an interesting day yesterday. Talking about flying Cadillacs. You know, I was wondering what that was flying over the river yesterday. Look, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a Cadillac. General Motors continues to make noise. They're at the CES show in Vegas this week, which is all virtual, with talk of the company's personal air mobility plans today, adding to the buzz over new their BrightDrop business unit. Number one, delivery vans. Well, I would just say with everybody getting stuff delivered to their door, maybe everybody isn't. It seems like my neighborhood. I see Amazon trucks everywhere. I'm sure that self-driving electric delivery vans, you're going to have to be careful when you go jogging to not be run over by a self-driving electric delivery van delivering soybeans to somebody's house. You know, I think they're going to be running all over town at some point in time. And General Motors wants to be a big player. I don't know about the self-driving part, but they definitely want to be a big player in the delivery, electric delivery vans themselves. And they're talking about, you know, robo-taxis and flying cars over at GM also, which is basically going to go all electric, it would seem. DermTech, we've talked about them before, DMTK, that's another breakthrough where they have a test where you can test a spot on your arm or whatever for melanoma. The National Comprehensive Cancer Network has recommended, this is a big deal, DermTech, DMTK, non-invasive genomic patch testing for melanoma. Here we go with non-invasive once again. That's the same as the other company that I mentioned earlier, Guardant Health, GH. DermTech is DMTK. Well, if you're a dermatologist, you know what the old way was for testing melanomas, etc. This melanoma test by DermTech, covering 90% of all melanoma cancers affecting patients in the U.S., the stock was up 10% again yesterday. The number one ranked stock in our app for weeks has been Roku. We own it in our emerging growth portfolio. It would seem that the old cable box is going to become a thing of the past more and more, and it's going to be a streaming world. Is there enough bandwidth to handle it all? We'll find out. Roku is now a $52 billion company, $412 per share. Get this. Roku went public in 2017 at 15 bucks. I remember when Roku went public. It was kind of really an auspicious beginning. At that point in time, you had that little Roku box that you could hook up to your TV. Now you've got Roku TVs. Roku is built right in to the TV. Roku is now $413 per share, from $15 to $413 per share. Do you see why it's important to watch new IPOs, to read the news every day, to look for A-plus momentum stocks? You can find some of these stocks very early on. It's gone from $15 to $413. Macquarie is now upping its target price. They say, do not step off of this train. Macquarie raises its target price to $460. Their old target price was $275. Roku is at $413 right now. PayPal co-founder Max Levchin had a new IPO go public yesterday. Well, do you think you ought to pay attention to the co-founder of PayPal, one of the biggest disruptors of all time? His new IPO is AFRM. AFRM. Well, I keep a little list. It hasn't traded yet, but it did go public. I guess they're waiting for it to open. I don't know when it opens. Maybe today. FinTech Affirm Holdings priced its IPO at $33 per share. It is a hot one. We'll keep our eye on that. It's going to be a FinTech, financial technology stock. Well, we're out of time. Don't forget to go to Seeking Alpha today and look at our latest article. It is a stock that we own. We only write about stocks that we own. In other words, we put our money where our mouth is. We have skin in the game ourselves. We practice what we preach. All right, well, if you'd like to put us, our team, we got a Cracker Jack team. Let me tell you, we got a great team to work for you. The rest of the team pretty much does everything, but, you know, the final clicks on the buys and the managing of the portfolios and all, and the research, the final research, to me, they leave that up to me. They leave me alone to do this in the quiet of my office, and they do a fantastic job taking care of everything else necessary to run a business, a very busy one at that. If you'd like to set up an appointment with one of my advisors here at Gunderson Capital, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com is the website, and the toll-free number, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.